This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the 178-year history of the Michigan legislature, only three lawmakers have been kicked out. Could disgraced Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat become the fourth and fifth to be expelled over their affair and cover-up attempt? Disciplinary hearings to answer that question began today in Lansing. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, was at those hearings. And Rick, the hearings got right off with tearful Representative Cindy Gamrat begging for forgiveness.
These decisions have dishonored God, my family, my district, and my fellow representatives. And for that, I am truly sorry.
So, Rick, what was the representative asking for?
She came in and she basically confirmed the details of a lot of the allegations that are out there. She said the tapes that have been so central to this are, in fact, accurate. And as you just heard, she begged for forgiveness and for the House to censure her and maybe, you know, put new limitations on her control over her office and things like that, but publicly censure her and not expel her.
Which fits with what she said last week, where she wanted the voters to decide whether she should stay in office.
Right. She wouldn't say whether or not she actually intended to seek re-election. She said that there's time for that, but that this process should respect the voters who sent her here, and that she wants at least to, you know, take advantage of what appears to be developing as a slim chance to redeem herself, both in Lansing in the State House of Representatives and her district back in West Michigan.
So this statement basically leaves Representative Todd Corser out there twisting in the wind. Was there any sign of him there?
He showed up this morning with his legal team. They both showed up with their attorneys. But yeah, there was this dramatic turn of events where, you know, she acknowledged everything, asked for forgiveness, and said, you know, what you have in here as evidence of misconduct, it's accurate, and I will confirm it, which, like you just said, you know, Todd Corser is now hanging out there by himself, and it's not looking like there is any inclination toward mercy for him at this point. This is the House General Counsel, Brock Schwartzel, who recommended censure for Cindy Gamrat, but for Todd Corser, he says the punishment should be immediate expulsion.
It is incontrovertible that Representative Corser's actions have brought disgrace to the House, and correcting that type of negative attention is precisely why expulsion exists.
Well, when we think of the difference in behavior between the two representatives, there has been a, you know, tearful request for forgiveness versus, you know, throwing aides under the bus and talking about altered recordings, and I don't know if that's really me, and the missives that he's put out there on social media. I dare say that's
Todd Corser. Todd Corser, you know, had this whole demeanor of defiance or near defiance, you know, even suggesting, you know, at one point that he was actually continuing to serve the Tea Party cause because all of the oxygen and attention that's being sucked up by, you know, these particular hearings are actually standing in the way of a deal on road funding, which could mean a tax increase, to which I say that, you know, the House leadership seems to have proven itself, you know, pretty able to not come up with a deal on road funding without Todd Corser.
And well said. There are hearings scheduled tomorrow as well, right?
And that will be, if he chooses to appear, that will be Todd Corser's moment. He showed up for the hearings in the morning, but then after, you know, Cindy Gamrat's appearance before the committee and all the things that she said, his legal team showed up for the shorter afternoon session, but he did not. His attorneys say that it's more likely than not that he will appear, and if he appears to make a statement, he will probably also have to answer some questions.
And then we know tonight Representative Gamrat actually has a public meeting in her district.
And we will see how her constituents respond to the developments, you know, not just of today, but kind of the contrition tour that that she's been on.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, thanks so much, Rick.
As always, a pleasure.